KORN News Radio Sports for this Monday, March 16th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Dakota Wesleyan softball heading into the week on a four-game winning streak. They've returned from their spring break trip out in Arizona. Tiger softball scheduled to host Northwestern, would be their home opener at McWherter Field in Mitchell, and scheduled for Wednesday at 3 p.m. Dakota Wesleyan baseball, they started GPAC play over the weekend. They split a doubleheader at Northwestern on Saturday. Tigers would take the first game 7-6 before losing game 2 10-4. The Tigers are now 10-8 on the season. They'll be at Hastings coming up on Friday for a noon doubleheader. SDSU softball went 1-4 over the weekend. They were in Arlington, Texas. They picked up a 4-3 win on Saturday versus Columbia. Jackrabbit softball now 15-17 on the season. They'll be at Wichita State coming up tomorrow for 2 p.m. doubleheader. Jackrabbit baseball started conference play over the weekend. They were swept at Oral Roberts, losing Friday, Saturday, Sunday by scores of 4-3, 3-1, and 12-2. SDSU baseball 5-14 on the year will be at Oklahoma State tomorrow for a 6 p.m. game, and then they'll take on the Cowboys again Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. USD softball 1-3 over the weekend in Columbia, Missouri. The Coyotes would pick up a 5-4 win over Minnesota on Saturday while losing a pair of games to the host to Missouri, then one game to Iowa State. Coyotes softball, they have an 8-20 record. They'll be at Kansas coming up tomorrow, 1 p.m. doubleheader. USD women's basketball, they'll compete in the WNIT this week. The 48-team field was announced last night. A bracket, host schools, dates, times, all that stuff to be announced later on today. The USD women won the WNIT a decade ago back in 2016, and they are 14-5 all-time in the tournament. We do have coverage here of the Class B Boys State Basketball Tournament live in Aberdeen this week on Q1073 and Q107radio.com with Clint Greenway. The 2-seed Freeman takes on the 7-seed Sully Buttes at 5 p.m. Again, that's Thursday night. So coverage from the Class Bs of the Freeman Flyers. Also, Class A and AA boys, they are both out in Rapid City this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. AA boys, they'll be at the Ice Arena, while the Class A boys, they'll be at the Summit Arena. Oklahoma City defeated the Minnesota Timberwolves 116-103 yesterday for their 8th straight victory. OKC Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 20 points and 10 assists. Julius Randle, he led the Wolves with 32 in the loss. New York Knicks would overcome a 21-point deficit to beat Golden State 110-107. And Jalen Brunson with 30 points and 9 assists for the Knicks. Toronto over Detroit 119-108. So with that win, Toronto hangs on to the 6th spot in the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee defeated Indiana 134-123. Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo left the game, potentially with a hyperextended knee. He had 31 points and 14 rebounds. For more sports, check us out online at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.